Yeah, Luke 12, verse 16. Oh, excuse me, verse 17, we did that. Well, let's start 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll study the rest of it. But I want to talk about he thought. He thought within himself. It's dialogizomai. It's where we get the word dialogue. But it's never once in the New Testament. Well, that's where the only place Greek is. It's never used in a good sense. Without exception, in the New Testament, the word to reason or dialogue or think is never used in a good sense, which is an amazing thing. And the only place it's used in a good sense is in Isaiah. Let's go there, Isaiah 1. Well, I say that, I think that's, I'm not sure, I didn't test it against everything in the Old Testament, but this is a key phrase. We've all heard it. Well, let's start in verse 10. I'm sorry, verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we could should have been like unto Gomorrah. Now, the very small remnant is the word for, is the seed. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a seed, we should have been as Sodom and made like unto Gomorrah. So then he's talking to the people of Jerusalem and he says, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and of the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs or he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations or vain sacrifices. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Now, this is incredible. He's saying all the stuff that's said in the law to do is as if you were Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's just a vain thing. Why? Because they didn't see Christ then. Just like everything we do is a vain thing if it isn't in Him. So watch. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Watch you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Now this is the place. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Now this... Come now, let us reason together. That's been repeated in 10,000 speeches and political rallies. But what is it saying? It's saying that the highest that reason can take you is that your sin is as scarlet. Yep. Agreed? All right, let's go now to let's go to Mark. We'll spend a little bit of time in Mark. Mark chapter 2. What? Listen, he's just healed a crippled man. But he healed him by saying the following. He said, when Jesus saw their faith, he saith, well, let's, we have to read up. Let's start at verse 1, I'm sorry. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning, and that's the word, in their hearts. Why did this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God? So again, it's never used in a good sense. Let's go now to Mark 11. Trying to find it in Mark 10. In verse 29. Well, we have to start in 27. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned within themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then do you not believe him? But if he will say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answered and said unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. So in verse 31, and they reasoned within themselves. Now the problem with us confronting this is that we have been taught from the beginning of our understanding that the only way to deal with things is to reason. They reasoned within themselves. Well, reasoned together. And we still try to understand the mystery of God by reason. Can't be done. What?
How about meditation?
What does that mean?
No, I don't think it's the same as reason. It's looking at. And I think that there's an abandonment in meditation.
here's the only, here's what it says, and the only place that I know of it says this is Philippians chapter 4. It tells us about that. Finally, brethren, chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. Now, the only thing that meets that standard of everything they said whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, etc., etc., whatsoever things are of good report, there's only one that meets all those standards, and that's the mystery of Christ. And so, if you're going to think, if this thing is going to be used, it's not really thinking. It's in wonderment or amazement or awe or fear of the mystery of Christ.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians. That's a good one. Chapter 1. Now, the word dialogizomai is used several times in this series of verses, but we don't have time to do it individually, so we'll just read from verse 18 all the way down to 30, all the way to the end of the chapter. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things, our people, of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord alone. Amen? But there's a bunch more that we'll do about reason.
I just saw a little clearer get by, how to get better, how to get more. It's all about you and self, education, knowledge, whatever, but it's always self-centered. And one who does that is seems wise because they've achieved something on the planet.
Yeah, let's remember that it says in Proverbs, it says, so they will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. Gee, you're doing great.
Where is that scripture again? You said it, but I didn't catch it.
They will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. I don't remember where it is.
Okay.
In Luke, we're talking about he thought within himself. Is that the...
Well, it doesn't matter whether he thought within himself or they thought. It's always logizomai, or for a version of dialogizomai. All right? What?
Well, I was just thinking about this thinking stuff and Jesus. Can you say he didn't think?
I can say as from as soon as he was aware and had the capacity to think as a child, he thought everything.
He probably considered, oh my God, who am I?
He thought about, what can I do? What's my going to be? What am I going to do when I grow up? Who am I? Yeah. All the things that every man thinks about. But when he was baptized, he emptied himself. Because he had seen the vanity and emptiness of all things of the world. So baptism. It's the biggest thing there is, because it's your burial, your mind's burial, and your emotions burial. Amen?
Yeah, you see why people feel the need to get baptized.
Well,
they need that outward expression, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I know, but it's much deeper than that. That people need an expression. That's fine. But from God's standpoint, and from the standpoint of the baptism of Christ, it was his burial. Nobody wants to be buried if they have any sanity. That's why, from the standpoint of the world system, what we believe and I teach is insane. Who would believe your life can't start until you're dead and buried? Otherwise, everything you do is just common, ordinary flesh. And the only food you're really eating is you're consuming dust. Okay? You agree with all that?
Yeah.
Amen. All right, take a big guy.